The pandemic has opened our eyes, perhaps not in the best of ways, to the invisible world of viruses and other tiny things all around us. The microscopic world can also hold many wonders, and now a team of engineers want to give everyone a glimpse into it and an affordable instrument made of paper. Prachi Patel with IEEE Spectrum reminds us of the invention called the Foldscope.
The Foldscope ships to you as a flat sheet of paper stamped with special shapes. You separate the pieces, then fold and tuck them, origami style, to make a microscope that can fit in your pocket. Parts include stick-on magnets that help attach a tiny glass lens. The Foldscope costs around $1, and it embodies Stanford University biophysicist Manu Prakash's passion to make science accessible to all, from farmers in Iowa to school students in India.
It really is about doing science anywhere, all the way from your kitchen table to the garden to your playground to schools around the world.
Prakash's company has shipped hundreds of thousands of Foldscopes around the world for free. More than 1 million are now in use across 150 countries.
So literally any object that you touch, feel, look at around the world has a microscopic story to tell. From a piece of paper to a dot of a pencil to the goop that's growing in our bathrooms to a tiny piece of mud outside.
Foldscope is powerful enough to reveal those microscopic secrets. Its 140 times magnification lets you see single cells and bacteria, just like pricey microscopes you'd find in a laboratory. The eye-opening aha moments it creates are priceless. Here's Prakash showing off his invention to some school kids in Palo Alto, California.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is an incredible one. Hold it. Hold it. And so...
Oh, my God.
Do you see your hair?
Yeah.
You see the big line? So you have to pass this one around to everybody.
I have black things in my hair.
Dr. Eric Topol of the Scripps Research Institute says that the curiosity and imagination that it ignites in young minds could be the Foldscope's most powerful impact.
It's a remarkably broadening and in many ways unparalleled, what I would consider an ingenious innovation.
And one with a vibrant community website called Microcosmos, where novices and veterans of all stripes from all over the world share discoveries, tips, and tricks. This broad promise has invited funding from organizations such as the Gates Foundation and the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation. Janet Cuffey is a program director at the Moore Foundation. She says that besides education and fun, Foldscope could aid public health efforts in developing countries.
In clinics around the world, when you are trying to diagnose disease, and you know, oftentimes you need to look at samples, but yet you don't necessarily have the microscopes that allow for the sort of magnification you need to identify the presence of bacteria. You know, Foldscope allows you to do so. It allows you to do so quickly.
Foldscope has already had a tangible impact on science. Biologists carry the tool into the field. Researchers have written hundreds of papers based on findings made with the paper microscope. And a Foldscope in the hands of thousands of people around the world will only increase the chances of scientific discovery.
We've seen amateurs and enthusiasts enlisted in astronomy and ornithology with some pretty impressive results. And I would place a bet that we'll see the same thing happen here as well.
Prakash, who takes his Foldscope everywhere, discovered something himself 2 years ago. He saw something bizarre when he looked closely at a piece of mud he'd picked up in a pond.
I observed a single cell that suddenly kind of almost disappeared right in front of my eyes. But what I had observed at that moment in the middle of nowhere was one of the fastest contractile cell.
Turns out, by contracting and expanding, the cell was mechanically communicating with others around it. Before this, scientists had thought cells talked to each other using chemicals. So this was a brand new finding. Prakash hopes that the Foldscope and other low-cost tools can accelerate science and find answers.
The planet is such a big place. There are not enough scientists on this planet today to tackle the scale of problems that we are facing as a society at large.
For Here and Now, I'm Prachi Patel.